98.1 KZE on the line with me today. Very excited to have the first guest for our Sponsor a Cause series brought to you by Huguenot Financial Planning from Wallkill Valley Land Trust. Christy DeBoer is on with me today. Christy, thank you so much for hopping on.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. I am a fan of land trusts just as a general concept. I know, especially in the Hudson Valley, there's so many wonderful organizations protecting our natural spaces. So, will you tell us a little bit about what Wallkill Valley Land Trust does?
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, we are one of several land trusts here in the Hudson Valley, and we permanently protect open spaces, trails, and farms for future generations. We are about 38 years old. We have a staff of three, and we have over 3,000 acres of permanently protected land that we steward year-round.
That is amazing. So all of those beautiful, like, nature preserves, like, I like to go there and walk my dog to a lot of these places. These are thanks to organizations like you guys. And tell me what that takes. What does it involve, keeping those places safe?
Yes, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
Land protection is definitely a very exciting line of work. And our mixture of properties, some are privately protected properties, so they're privately owned, and some are open to the public. So many know of the Walca Valley Rail Trail, which we permanently protected the New Paltz section in 1991, the Gardner section 2007, and then acquired the Rosendale and Ulster sections, including the amazing trestle in Rosendale in 2009. So we have a 22-mile linear park that is permanently protected, and we work with the public, letting them know about the protections, and also do projects like habitat restoration and other educational programming. Some of our other properties are the Nyquist Harcourt Wildlife Sanctuary, Millbrook Preserve in New Paltz, and Jobbenberg Mountain, also located in Rosendale.
Yeah, you have just named so many of my favorite places.
They're my favorites too, but I'm a little biased. So.
Yeah. I mean, the trestle especially, I mean, you know, I everybody who's been in this area for a while knows at least what it is and where it is. I mean, it's this beautiful old train bridge in Rosendale, and I remember growing up, my family had this this house on Mountain Road in Rosendale, and my mom would take us down to look at the trestle, which was like abandoned at the time, and it like stuck in my memory as this like terrifying thing, and now to be able to like walk over it safely and like enjoy it is so magical to me.
Yes, it's such a special spot, and that's one of my favorite things is talking to people who have grown up in the area. Everyone has a story about the trestle, and owning a trestle is not for the light of heart. We're a small staff, as I already mentioned, but we really think the trestle and the rail trail and some of our other properties are so important to be in the forefront of working with the public on, because that allows us to create connections with more of the community and talk more about our private land protection by utilizing some of those public lands. So the rail trail is really special, and that trestle is one of our favorite parts.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit, obviously it's important to have these spaces because they're beautiful and because they're, you know, a great resource to have for exercise and, you know, just enjoying the outdoors. But what are kind of some of the broader, like, ecological, environmental impacts of keeping these places safe?
We are dealing a lot with climate resilient properties, meaning properties that are being impacted by climate change, and how we can try and work with that knowledge of, you know, unprecedented rain events, these storms that are just happening more and more. What are things that we can do on these properties to really help the overall public good? So we've been doing removal of invasive plant species, for example, the Nyquist Harcourt Wildlife Sanctuary. We've been working with volunteers, thanks to several grants, removing the invasive water chestnut, which kind of creates a blanket and chokes out anything trying to live in the water, and we're able to collect that plant and then have it composted at the Gardens of Nutrition right next door.
Oh, wonderful.
This is helping keep the habitat nice, fresh, and clean, but also it's helping with water control from runoff from all these rain events. The water system there can function as it should and really help with larger issues. I mean, I'm not saying us removing the water chestnut's going to stop New Paltz from flooding, but definitely
but it helps.
Some impacts.
It's a piece of the puzzle.
Helps.
Yeah,
it is. So habitat restoration is something that we have focused quite a bit on. And then I think another important part of all the work that we're doing is educating people as to why it's so important. Clean air, clean water seems obvious, but it's sometimes very intangible. So really letting people know why it's really important that we protect these habitats, that we try and let nature be nature, and why that's important for all of us.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think it can be overwhelming, you know, to try to help at the local level to, you know, preserve these things and to maintain clean air and clean water access for everybody. But organizations like yours remind us that there are steps we can take at the grassroots level that make a really big difference.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because we actually have had another small nonprofit come up, and they're helping us raise funds for the work that we do. Rosendale Runs is leading for the second year half marathon on the rail trail, goes right over the trestle. It'll be October 5th of this year, and they're donating all of the proceeds from this half marathon, and they added a 6K fun run walk, and they're donating all those proceeds to help us fund the work that we're doing, which I just think, you know, just warms my heart. Very special.
Yeah, that is so incredibly cool. And I'm so happy to hear that. And I mean, I think, you know, just this is a time of great uncertainty about the future of the planet. And it's really great to hear that there are things that we can do and ways that we can get involved to, you know, kind of stave off disaster at the local level,
yeah.
Right?
Every little step makes a difference.
Yeah. And with that in mind, what are some ways folks can get involved? Do you accept volunteers?
Absolutely. Volunteering is, you know, a very fun way to get involved with us. Sometimes we're out, as mentioned, removing the water chestnut, but we also have other volunteering projects of going out and checking on our trails after a storm and seeing what condition they're in, or sitting with us at a farmer's market and help talk to people, or even something as exciting as putting stamps on an appeal, which is really important and helps quite a bit. So volunteering is a really great way to get involved with us. And also our committees. We have several committees, public land, conservation easement, and we do offer those open up to people that want to get more involved with the organization. So there's several ways to get more involved and learn about what we do.
Very cool. Christy DeBoer is my guest from Wallkill Valley Land Trust. That's wallkillvalleylt.org if you would like to check out their website. Is there anything else that we should know? Any upcoming events or anything exciting?
The October 5th Rosendale Runs is definitely our biggest event on the horizon. And again, that's being run by the Shangum Runners Club. We have a whole Rosendale Runs page on our website. People can learn more. People can even sign up to volunteer at a water station, one of my favorite things. You get to cheer people on and you get a little exercise, but you don't have to run a half a marathon, and that's not my thing. So that's a great way. And then also, we're working with another organization to do a cider donut ride.
Ooh.
Where people will sign up and get to visit some of our local farms, do a whole cider donut, you know, competition, which one tasted best. And that information will be on our website about that soon, but that'll be later in October.
Oh, that sounds extremely fun.
Yes, of course. Donuts and bicycle riding. You can't go wrong.
Awesome. Christy from the Wallkill Valley Land Trust, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Thank you so much for having us.